Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new chat room discussion, also to the new topic of Girls Rising. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I will be featured periodically throughout the month of January. It will not be a consistent month. We are on the topic of Girls Rising and the benefit of educating our girls, and also how to set up barriers to prevent child marriages in third world countries. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are embarking upon a movement, and that's exactly what this is. If you have been watching and featuring on my Twitters as well as my Facebook, you will see that I have been putting up advertisement about the movement of Girls Rising. There will be a film featured here in my hometown on the topic of Girls Rising and the problem of preventing our girls from being educated. This is a topic that I thought to explore. I hope you will join me in exploring this topic, and we'll be featured at 1:30 p.m. throughout the month of January until further notices. Those times and dates might change. However, we do not have a specific date every day this week. We will be on again on the 16th. You can check our roster for the times and dates that we will be on with this topic of discussion. And today I will be featuring a discussion of topics on Girls Rising. This is a new film that I am promoting throughout the state of Indiana. That film will be featured at the Star Holiday Theater here in Miraville, Indiana, in the Comfort Zone. And I urge you to go out and buy your tickets. The tickets are being sold online and also at the Holiday Star. You can feature your tickets and you can put them on hold. There's a countdown now. We have 18 tickets that have been sold, and we're waiting for you to get out of your comfort zone and go out and buy a ticket to promote Girls Rising. And I will be talking about that movie today, giving you some tidbits about it. But today's topic is coming out of our comfort zone. So come out and participate in the discussion on how many benefits of educating our girls will affect our nation, and how we have to push and prevent third world countries from humiliating and taking away the rights of children who are not of age to be married and who are forced to be married at age 12 years old. And we are talking about educating a nation of women, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you join us in our effort to do this? Because we want to open up the eyes of millions of women. There are 3.3 billion women in the world today. You can go online at www.girlsandwomen.com, and you can register your name for one of the girls and get your number. Then come back and talk to me about it, because I'm going to get my number and I will fit into that 3.3 billion women of the world. And I want you to understand, this movement is great, ladies and gentlemen. There's a movement across the country. You can get involved as well as a volunteer or someone that wants to feature this topic. this topic is very, very hot. And there are all kinds of things for teachers to get involved in doing. And we're going to be doing some of those things here in this classroom, like raising the consciousness of our people about the fact when you train a girl and educate a girl, her money circulates in the community almost 95% in fold, whereas a male's money does not circulate in that fashion. So we know when we educate a girl, we are educating and kick-starting our economy. When you educate a girl, she stays healthier. And when you educate a girl, she can prevent herself from being uneducated about marriage laws and about her rights and human rights citizens. Now, we're going to be featuring topics on that today, and we're going to invite you in. And we're going to also tell you that if you would like to come in and be a part of our discussion, we welcome you to do that. We certainly welcome you to do that. And we also want you to know that you are welcome. You are certainly welcome in our chat rooms to discuss this topic amongst yourself, or you can be bold and you can call that number. And that number is 646-478-0270. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt these airways to bring to you a most needed topic on Girls Rising. I have taken a stand. I have always advocated on behalf of women. Most of my poetry has been written in the direction to relieve restricted women who have become victims and refuse to be victimized any further. It's okay to be a victim, but you do not have to be victimized. As an advocate, I speak out and raise my voice against what has been happening to women. And as you know, an advocate must take a place for children and women and widows. Now, when children are being made to be married at the age of 12, there's something wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen. And we cannot stand by and not say anything about it. We have to say things about what is going on in our society. We have to say something. And if you don't say something, you will be less than a woman if you do not speak out against these injustices. Now, as you know, we are a public service organization, and the views and expressions do not necessarily express that of Blog Talk nor Project 2019. These are the views of Omi and the Tribe. However, I will be expressing some strong views today, and I do not want you to impose them on Blog Talk. It is not their responsibility to take a stand on this. It is my responsibility. Now, I want to say for the record that I am a girl, and I do believe in women. And I certainly support women in what they're doing in the workforce, in the education field, and I support them in an advocacy role. And I'd like to say this much to you, that in this room, we will be featuring teachers to talk about education. What does it mean for a young child? What does it mean for a young girl? It means the world to her. But before we do that, I want to take a station identification, and I will get back to you on this topic in just a second. So, if you don't mind, I will ask you to pardon me for 1 second. We have a little technical difficulty here, and I was having a little difficult time getting on this line, and I see all of my electrical airways seem to be down, but nevertheless, we are still on the air, and we are still going to talk this subject up, even if I have to take you to my specialized stereo room. And sometimes that's necessary, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to know that we are together on this topic. We are not deviating from the topic, and we're not getting away from the topic. But we are going to talk about what ails us in this society today. Now, if you will stand with me for prayer, because prayer is definitely needed. And we are going to be back in the position of prayer. Because of time constraints, we are just going to do the prayer. We will not do the libation. As we stand in a position of prayer with our hands facing up, we are looking towards Africa, where our mother's flag is, where our nation was risen from. We come before you today, Oludulamare. May you rise up the Godhead, O we, that is within each and every one of us. May you stir up the Godhead, and may that one drop of water that is to the ocean, may that Godhead in us be risen up. We ask that you would stir up the Godhead so that we might stand up and be magnificent figures and represent you well, Lord. God, we ask that you would touch every young woman across the nation who is not in school today, who has been denied the opportunity to enter into school halls, who have been put into various situations where she must become a mother before she grows up and become a young girl, who has been forced to stay home to take care of her family. Father, we speak to that young girl today and tell her to hold on and hold on with everything she got because change is about to come. Let her know that a change is about to come, Father, and prompt her to know that there is help on the way. And if she will stand in the gap for others who do not have the hope that she has, then she will be a link in that chain. As we put together this link and the chain, we will find the missing link to this madness, and we'll begin to open every mindset that they may be more sensitive to the needs of a woman, that they may be more conscious of the fact that when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. Make the world know, and those men who may have perpetrated these crimes on a woman realize today that a feminine energy has already rushed in, and that Yamanjah is here today, and Yamanjah is active, and she's potent. She's ratifiedly potent because God stands with her. She is on the side of God, and that women will come forward today, and they will rally together like they have never before, and they will stand with each other, and they will begin to decree a thing, and whatsoever they decree in the spirit will come to life in the natural. We decree that education will be made available for women. We decree that young children who are forced into marriage will no longer be forced into marriage. Their laws are now being changed to in their favor, and that they will go on and be children and grow up to be wholesome individuals without distracting from their childhood life. We thank you, Father, for everything you've done and for what you're going to do for the women. And I call forth all those women in the world that are leaders. I call them here to this room. I call them here to this movement. I call them in the byways and highways. I call them in the middle passes who are still traveling yet here. I call those ancestors who fought courageously for women, Zora Neale Hurston. I call forth Nina Simone. I call forth all of those women who fought vigorously for the causes of women, that they may stand today with me. And as we stand, we connect the links of the chain together, and we're stronger than ever before. We say amen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for that prayer. And for those of you who have special prayers, whisper a little prayer in your heart for the girls who are still enslaved. Whisper a prayer for those girls who are forbidden to attend school. Whisper a prayer for those girls who are forced into marriage. Whisper a prayer, but meditate, because God gives us answers through our meditation. That is a period where we are quiet, and let us quiet our spirit now as God speaks to us in our own hearts. Thank you, ladies. You should be conscious of the fact you might have been a victim, but you do not have to continue to be victimized. Those ladies who are in third world countries who are airing this show by audio, by radio, however you might be viewing my show, this show goes out to you. I know that in America there are hidden situations where we might say, well, the girls here in the United States are all able to go to school. But some of the girls here in the United States are forbidden from entering into STEM programs, science, technology, engineering, and math. They are forbidden from entering into those programs. So we want to caution you girls by letting you know that you have the opportunity to attend school. And while you're in school, use that opportunity to branch into those areas that have been forbidden in the science and math categories so many times. Use that opportunity to branch into those professions. And do not at any time shrink back for fear that you're in a male-dominant profession. Continue to press forward. For those women who are looking for a way to get into a school building, and who in Africa and Brazil, Ecuador, who may be over in Bangladesh, who cannot get into the schoolhouse for fear that they might be mutilated, for fear that their families might be injured and hurt. My prayer is that you will begin to rally around your administration and you begin to discuss the benefits of you getting educated. Yes, there are benefits, and we're going to discuss them. And we would like for you to call in to talk about those benefits of coming into understanding. Our phone lines are open, and we ask that you call in at 646-478-0270. Our times have now changed to 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Please note it on your record. We will be coming to you at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. That's right. Many of you know my show was at 10:30 p.m. I'm trying to bring the show up during the day so that more frequenters can come in to be a part of our show. Now, this is a very special show, and we're talking about a special feature discussion on Girls Rising. There is a movie that I am promoting here in Maryville, Indiana, that is to be featured here. We need your help. We need you to go out and purchase your tickets right now. Our phone lines and all indications indicate that there are 18 tickets that have been sold. We need about 12, 13, 14, 15, 20 more people to go out and buy their tickets so they can attend that movie theater show. Now, we also have another featured movie, and that other featured movie is entitled Ohio versus Wall Street, and that is on the topic of the foreclosure situation and the people who have lost homes through foreclosure. That movie will also be featured. We're going to ask you also to support that movie. Now, how did I get involved in this? As an advocate, periodically I'm asked to promote various different things. And those things that I think or deem worthy, I will support. When it comes to education, our motto in Project 2019 is that we have come to fill in the gap of African Americans being uneducated and not allowed to have education. So this topic is right up our alley. We are trying to bridge the gap of those who are denied education. And even if they are in the third world countries, we stand in the gap for them as well. Because where one nation has been denied, all nations have been denied. So we are concerned. So Girls Rising, you say, Omi, what is that all about? Well, there are platforms all over the Internet right now. There are featured conferences, symposiums, and workshops throughout. There's a delegate. The delegation has been closed. They were asking for women from all over the nation under the age of a certain puberty age to participate in being a delegate for their country. They've selected those girls and closed that window now, so they have their delegates now. But you can go out and support your countries. Those girls will represent our countries all over the nation, talking about Girls Rising and the benefit of educating our girls. One of them we know is that they stay healthier. When you educate a girl, you keep her healthy. When you educate a girl, she circulates her money within the community many times over. So therefore, she jump starts the economy. That's right, officials, executive boards, and all of you cabinet members. Girls can jump start the economy. We can get the economy going because we purchase things and spend money in our own community, and we circulate our money, whereas they have not found that to be true with the male. Now, so what are you saying, Omi? Are you saying if we educate a woman that we can jumpstart our community? That's what I'm saying. Women are very valuable to our communities. And as a woman myself, it is only natural that I should advocate for them. Most of my poetry books have been written towards the direction of delivering women who have been victimized. I have written on topics that address the women and spoke on behalf of the women who had no voice. I gave a voice to the voiceless. I believe that women are not only the heads of the households, they need to stay healthier. It's very vital that they stay healthy because they are heading up households. It's very vital that we understand that women are rising to the position of political positions. Women are rising up in the arena of the theologians, in the churches. Women are rising in the community, not only in political arenas, but they're rising up and having a voice and being an advocate. So we must make room for those women. Even in the White House, I know our dear president has made room for those women. And he's further seeking more women to support him. And I know Obama will be supporting women in this effort to rise. Now, who is keeping women from rising? There are so many things keeping women from rising, so many things that are haphazardly holding women back. Now, I know for a fact, being in the military regime, women sometimes can be treated indifferently and shown partiality and sometimes discriminated against. And to those women out there that are wearing the red, white, and blue and are in uniform, I say to you, women, hold on. Hold on with everything you got. You've stood on the front line and you've fought a good fight. Do not give up the ghost. Hold on, because our time has come, ladies. Our time has come. We are risen women, and we are not only on the front line, but we're in the battlefields, in our communities, in our schools, in our educational settings. We are in the battlefield. As I told you, I was an educator. I believe that educators should have a voice and an opinion on this. Why don't you pick that phone up, educators, and dial those digits at 646-478-0270, and let's talk about it, ladies. Let's talk about the benefit of women rising. And what would the film mean in your community? Would you like to feature that film in your community? Would you also like to be a person that fills in a gap in your community by advocating for girls rising? I think you ought to. And if you're a teacher, you certainly must get involved and be a surrogate advocate and speak out and fill in the gap. We have waited too long to talk about women put into prostitution in third world countries who are married and are forced to go into prostitution to support their households and their husbands. Yes, it's going on in third world countries, ladies and gentlemen. It is going on. And some women are fearing the fact that they're going to be forced into marriage at a young age of 12 years old. And some of them fearing after they get married at 16, their husbands put them out on the block so that they are prostituting to bring the income in while they sit at home. These things are happening, and they are happening to the point that most of you should be reading about them, not only on the Internet, but they should be in other books and they should be in other documentations as well. If these things are perpetrated on a woman, then who will speak out for the woman? Will you speak out, teacher? Will you speak out, social worker? Will you speak out, counselor? Will you speak out, theologian? Will you speak out, mothers of the world? You will have to. You will have to lift up your voice and take a stand on something that is so pertinent as our women being attacked. Our women have carried the burden for so many things. I know personally in my household I have. I know it's very important that if a woman decides to deem a thing and to decree a thing, it is written that whatsoever she decrees in the spiritual world, it will be decreed in the natural. And we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not out here to wrestle, but against principalities and high places that exalt themselves against the word of God. And what we're standing for today is an effort to bring about an opportunity under the human rights. These laws are inalienable under the human rights. Under the 26th article, you can find these laws written for a woman, and they are being reinforced for a woman to have the right to education. There's no more slavery. Therefore, and in reinforcing those human rights, the woman has a right to an education, and she has a right to be a citizen and function, and to be able to contribute. So we're asking that you gather together on every accord and speak on behalf of Women Rising. Allow the movie to come into your community. Get behind various different efforts to support the women in third world countries who are being forced to be women before they're 12 years old and have children that come here born with AIDS, all kinds of disabilities because they are too young to be birthing children at the age of 12. These are real serious issues in third world countries, and they need not have to fight them alone. We also have issues of our own, and that is the issues of our young girls not being permitted or not being encouraged to go into areas of specialty as engineering, math and science, biology, biomedicine. And what we do in Project 2019 is we push for girls to be a part of biomedicine. We push for them to be a part of the science field, the STEM, science, engineering, science, technology, engineering, and math. We push for those girls to be a part of that profession. And it's very crucial that you should understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not just a war for OMI. There are many women out there on the front line that are echoing exactly what I'm talking about, and I'd like for you to get involved and be a part of it. And if you don't have the time to get involved on a full-time basis, volunteer your time, like I am, and feature a movie and promote a movie that pertains to the girls rising. Also talk to educators about what needs to be done. Talk about the issues and talk about the facts. There are fact sheets out there to keep you informed. There are 3.3 billion women right now in the world. Now, you can go on the website www.girlsandwomen.com and check out exactly what they have to offer in the way of volunteering and being a part of supporting this great effort. It's finally a time when women can step up their game and be a part of something, okay? And today I came to you to talk about participating in the discussion, not just me. You can still call in and to have, and also to purchase your tickets. If you don't want to do anything else, then give your money and purchase the ticket. If you can't go, give the ticket to somebody else so they can go out and see the movie. Okay? Like I indicated, go out to that website, www.girlsandwomen.com, and include your name and get your number so that you will be featured in that 3.3 billion women. And your number you can carry around and tell people, this is my number. I am XYZ number in that 3.3 billion numbers. Now, why am I pushing so hard for this topic and this particular jargon? This jargon is something that pertains to every woman that's out there. It will affect all women. Even though third world countries are experiencing it, it can come knocking at our door. Any inhumane or injustice in other third world countries is an injustice to America as well. We do have our own little battles here, and we do have a little Africa right here in our own backyard. And we do have urgent problems that we need to address right here in our own country, I know. And some of those are getting our girls involved in the STEMS program right in our own school and helping to get STEMS programs set up in our school so our girls can be a part of a high-tech field. It is projected by the year of 2000, which is already here, that there will be more need for science teachers. And those teachers are given incentives to go back to school to become science teachers. And you know how I know? Because I was an endorsed specialist in science. And I worked in engineering as an engineering person supporting up under the dispatch. I worked with the engineers, one of my first jobs out of school because of the engineering graphics background I had. It's very important that women not get frightened out of those professions like I did. I felt that I was overwhelmed by so many men in the profession that I wouldn't make it, so I switched over to education after spending 2 years in engineering graphics. However, never the same. It's very vital that you should understand that women today are still being shown partiality in some areas of employment today, and their salaries are a lot lower than males are, I know. Now, I am not singing a tune to get us a raise. I'm not singing a tune so that we can get up in the upper room. What I'm saying is that showing impartiality to any woman and taking away their human rights is an injustice to all women. What I'm saying is that we have got to get behind the girls rising and have to create platforms, symposiums, and workshops and talk about the subject. And even if you have to open up your church doors to be able to have a discussion, ministers, apostles, deacons. You have to talk about this discussion because it is all over the nation now. It can no longer be contained. Our women do head up our churches, and they do run our churches. And without women, you have no church. So you have no other choice but to get behind this topic and support women in all capacities. And when I say support them, I don't mean with lip service. I mean with your filthy lucre and your dollars and cents and your time, because it's going to take filthy lucre and time to support this agenda. And we are going to have to look at what are we doing wrong and how can we set the record straight that all men and women are equal. When you tell a woman she was taken from the side of Adam and that she's inferior and that she belongs two steps behind you, you will continue to treat her in that respect. And you will never give her her proper position alongside you. And those days are over for openly discriminating against women. Those days are over because we have great women like Hillary Clinton, many other women like Michelle Obama. We have great women now who have much talent and skill who are heading up these arenas. We have a good role model to look at now. We're not lacking in role models. What we're lacking in is ethics, and we're lacking in moral, and we're lacking in good judgment. So women bring about wisdom and good judgment. So look up to the woman today. Because the energy that the woman is bringing in from the south, east, west, and north, the energy that Oye is blowing in is a feminine energy. Like it or not, it's here, and it is on the scene. So there must be room and a place made for women in her proper position alongside the man. Not in the back, not two steps in the front, not two steps in the side, but right next to the man. So that she, too, will have opportunity and her human rights will not be become victimized. And I'm saying these things to let you know that we are rising and we are moving forward. And little or not, believe it or not, we've already overcame, because in the end it says we win. So we are not just rising. We are already here. The age of Aquarius has put us in a position where we are here now. It is our time now. And you must look to us for direction. You must ask us about the oracles, and you must ask us to do the energy reading, and you must consult us for directions and guidance. We are the head, and we are also the tail. We have been the center and the middle, and we don't want to just reside in the center, but we want to be in the boardrooms. We want to be in the discussion. We want to be in the thick of things when the time comes. So we are setting precedents now. So you ought to be setting precedents, making a way out of no way. And we're not going to be like Fannie Lou Hamer saying we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Those days are over with. Those days are behind us. And we're not going to be like Ms. Parks sitting down saying that I'm tired. Women, you can't get tired. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Stay up. I say stay up because our time has come. Our time has come to point out the issues where injustice has been done and people have sat around with their jaws tight and their lips sealed. Our time has come to address those issues, to point out indecency, to point out the integrity problem. Our time has come to point out the integrity problem against girls and their inability to get educated. And through this movie, we pray and trust that all numbers will be in and accounted for, and that this movie will come to pass and it will be shown. It is our prayer, and we decree this today, that all support will come behind this discussion and that you'll go out and buy your tickets and support this movie. You in Maryville, Indiana. You in Gary, Indiana, Hammond, Indiana, you in East Chicago, wherever you be in the Midwest, Chicago, come out and see this film and get behind it and support it. In the Northwest suburbs up in Schaumburg, Illinois, Hoffman Estates, Indiana, you over in Elgin, Indiana, Illinois, come out and support this movie and get behind it. This is the only way you will get the word told and the story told. There are so many among you right now who have lost your homes, who don't even know what your rights are, who don't even realize that you were a victim and you were being victimized. You have not a clue that you are a recipient to be made whole. And there's some things to make you whole right now. But there's a deadline that we must talk about. On the 18th, you will no longer have those rights. You need to get on the internet. You need to start inquiring about what are your rights. Once a person knows their rights, no one can discriminate against you unless you allow them to. And we are no longer allowing discrimination and impartiality to be shown on a woman. We are pointing out the inadequacies, and we are addressing them. That's right. And who am I to say this? I don't stand alone. I stand with the tribe. The ancestors have always been with me, and God resides within me. The God who I'm growing up inside of me has stayed in me underwater, merged underwater, and needed to be ruffled up and brought into full fold of delivery. And now, women, the Godhead is rising in you. Women are rising because the Godhead is rising in you. Look up, I say, women. The Godhead in you is rising, and he will reveal, or she will reveal herself. We call it the mother-father spirit that will rise up in you and will tell all truth, and people will hear you because God is in you. And wherever there's God, God will command an audience, and he will speak through you and begin to talk about what needs to be addressed. Now, I implore each and every one of you, if you have not found out about this topic, go out and read about it. The film, you can look at the trailer online. On my Facebook, you can go and open up that Facebook and look at the trailer and see the featured parts of the movie and see what is happening in your world and mine. And then go on and look at the movie that is Ohio versus Wall Street. Look at the trailer on that, and tell me that you don't realize that some of those things have happened to your family, because we are in a time where everything that can be revealed is being revealed today. Nothing is being hidden today. Everything that can be revealed is being revealed today. And it's very important that women be in the forefront to tell the truth about what's going on. And ladies and gentlemen, if your loved ones are going through foreclosure right now and you're fighting a battle and you don't know how to get help, go view that movie. It's talking about the help that is out there for you. It's talking about how some of your parents are recipients of those monies to make them whole after a foreclosure. That's right. See, after the storm, God is coming through even after the storm to set the record straight, to renew those people who have lost their home. God is coming through to make the crooked places plain. No longer can these things be revealed under a rock. Even the rocks are crying out to tell the truth. And I want you to understand, I'm taking a stand on this, stepping outside of my hat, of my master's degree, of my research. I'm doing this on my own without the necessary help of the university, because I might have to bend truth or change laws. So I'm doing it on my own. I've gotten my training for my endorsement. I don't need a PhD to be able to stand behind this topic. All the research that I will be doing and am doing will be credited towards women and a platform that I can stand on. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what I believe in for the family. I believe that the family is the most important specimen of the world, is the family, and the children being put at the center. No child should be made and forced to be married at an age of a child. No child should be taken out of her position. So this is a part of dealing with sensitivities that pertain to the family. This is an issue that should rise up in every household and that should affect every family. And no family will go untouched when a child is injured. No family will go untouched when a girl is being denied the right to an education. And Project 2019 Stand Behind Education, we fill in the gap. That is why I'm on here talking about Do You Care to Read? Because I'm trying to educate, because I'm trying to influence people on the benefit of educating. It makes you a better human being, not necessarily to get a better or greater job. You have to become the institution. I'm inferring you to have more than one stream of income, create seven streams of income, and work for yourself. Become an entrepreneur for yourself. Don't just get an education to go back into the system. Get an education to set up your corporations and diversify and have many streams of residual income so that you can call the shots when you get tired of working and you have to go home to rear family. But mothers, please know your places. Our children come first, and we must find a proper place for our children before we go running off to anyone's job.